Yo. Yo, Trey, we twinning today, bro.
Anyway,
yo, what's up, guys?
This is episode 98 of the ET podcast. That is Eric.
Yo, what up, guys?
I am Trey.
Let's do this.
And let's do this. The reason we're doing the intro like this is because I dropped the ball on this week's episode and didn't hit record on Zoom about 7 minutes in. So we had to redo our intro. Yeah, so we have a special guest on this week's episode, and he will be in the middle of talking by the time you guys get to that part. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, and, anyway. And I mean, this is really about something that I didn't know and something that Trey brought up to me. We're going to talk about a holistic lifestyle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about failure. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying, like, the holistic lifestyle that this guy that you guys will shortly hear about, you know, just as soon as this cuts off, is going to jump into him and, you know, his experiences, how important he feels that lifestyle is for him, and just how it just overall, you know, it's just a whole complete mind-blowing episode as well. Mm-hmm. As last week's. So stay tuned. You're going to enjoy it. And I hope you comment about it, because we're also going to post his links. We're going to post up his information there. So if you're interested in any of this that we will be discussing today, you know, you can go ahead and check him out.
He says all of his information on the audio version. And of course, he'll say it on the video version too. But I'll also put his information at the end of the video, and I'll put it in the description, and I'll put the links on Instagram as well. So if you are interested in his business and stuff, then you can definitely follow him on Instagram. I think he might have Twitter too, and you'll be able to get connected with him. So
that's right.
All right guys,
well, no more talking. And let's get to this thing.
He's looking at one thing over here. Let me heal this symptom. Let me fix this one thing, that one thing. And you're not looking at the bigger picture. When you step back out of that closed lens, and you pan out a little bit, and then you get to see everything and what's going on. And you can definitely build from that, man. And then it made a difference in all my children's lives as well as my own.
And that is very interesting, because I guess, you know, talking to... you know, because you kind of have like the aspect of before and after.
Right.
So like what is your experience from that? Like, you know, from before, you know, you discovering or getting into this to like now. Like,
Okay. So let me think of one that I can draw from that. Okay, so let's say, for instance, a few years back, which kind of got me deeper into the whole thing altogether, is getting sick. Getting the flu. One point in time, I would get the flu shot, everything like that. One particular year, my entire family got sick with the flu, and it basically just trickled down one after another. We all got sick. Well, my daughter had got so sick at a point that the doctor prescribed her, I believe it's called Tamiflu. She's taking the Tamiflu, everything like that. Well, once it gets to one of us adults, they offer her the same thing. But then they're like, wait, your child's taking this? you know, this right here can cause night terrors and these various different things. Wow. So that's when I just pumped the brakes entirely and said, okay, what can I do here? Started doing my research, and that's when I began making elderberry syrup. I gotta say, it's going about 5 years now. And that step right there alone, just it completely changed it for the family. And we just started taking a whole entire different approach. And I've seen the health of my children change drastically. I used to have really bad allergies myself as well. And it wasn't really until the last 2 years here, because it's all about experimentation. It's not just going to be you do one thing and it just solves it all. You know, it's all trial and error and finding what works for your individual body. And once I found that way, man, my life's completely different, man. I don't have to deal with all this nasaliness during the entirety of the year, because I'm correct minerals and nutrients in my body, and it shows fully.
Okay. That is crazy. I mean, it's good to know all this stuff, because, you know, with what you were saying earlier, the fact that like most of like the let's say there's always I guess you were talking about in the Western like medicines or stuff. Yeah. It's just basically kind of like it covers up, you know, I guess what the actual, you know, symptom is, but they don't really go, because then after that, like you're dependent on this pill. But yet there are like other consequences to it. Like I see this in commercials, you know, when there's like, you know, like advertisements about like a pill. But if you take it, you have to like be like just perfect, because otherwise, if you take it wrong, then there's consequences to other diseases, you know, or other, you know, sicknesses that you can get. So, and a lot of people don't know that, you know, right. Which is crazy, because, you know, right. And I guess, you know, having that lifestyle, I mean, just and it's more like what just being able to put into your body what it needs, or what or like for somebody that like, you know, that doesn't know this, like what, you know,
right? So let's say entry level first day, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to change my life. Okay, the first thing I say you should do is just turn over the label. Okay. Start looking at what you're putting into your body. That's the very first thing you can do. And once you start realizing what this is, and when you turn the label over, you're not going to know what you're looking at. You're going to start saying, what is this high glycinate and phosphate and all these different words. You're like, what is this? And when you start researching and looking into those things, you're going to be like, whoa, you know, it's going to floor you, because you're going to be like, this cannot possibly be something that should belong in my body. Right. And I had an app at a certain point in time, and you can literally just type in the different food additives, and some of these things that they allow, and it's by the country. So some certain countries have banned entire ingredients that we still allow here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And these kind of things, if you can eliminate that first, or just try, like this wasn't one big just jump in my whole life was different. It was step by step by step, cutting out the soda, cutting out a lot of things, increasing the water, taking away a lot of the processed food. So it doesn't have to be overnight, and it doesn't have to be just complete, shock. It doesn't have to be a shock to your body. Yeah, when you do that, you can go through withdrawals. You know what I'm saying? Your body's going to crave that same stuff that you just took away from it. So it's no need to kill yourself with it, or you know, because it's likely going to fail when you go that route with it. So you want to take your time, go slow, and just approach it each one step at a time. You find that one thing to research. Like I said, that's the easiest thing, to just flip over a label, and you can say, okay, let me look at this. Well, okay, anything with this ingredient in it, let me not eat that anymore.
Okay.
And it's going to hurt you. You're going to look at certain things. Because one of the last ones that I stopped eating, I'm like, damn, that was my one thing my go-to was Reese's Cups, man. Love Reese's Cups. But then you start looking at that stuff, and it's like, this is made with it literally says on the package, contains genetically modified organisms. Mm. You putting genetically modified peanuts in here for what? You know what I mean? So it's like, now I gotta find another path. Can I still enjoy my peanut butter cups? Yes, but maybe not Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, so you have to find another path to get the same thing out of it.
Before we started, I just had Reese's.
Yeah, and it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's not a linear thing. It is linear. Matter of fact, it's a climbing. You know, you evolve over time. It's not just take your time with it, man.
I didn't write this question on there, but I do have this question. All right, so, I'm basically last year, I started off the new year by becoming vegan. But what I did was, starting in January, to try to kind of trick my mind or whatever, I started mixing like the healthier options with the junk food to try to kind of ease into it. So then
by the time it was February 1st, I was vegan all the way up until like June or something like that. Once I moved into my new apartment, where I'm currently at, there's fast food all across the street. So I failed miserably.
Yeah.
But would you say that there's like, I mean, is there like a significant difference between like being vegan and then having like a holistic lifestyle? Is there any type of like, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like.
Take a sip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this right here, what I'm drinking on now is Eleuthero and marshmallow leaf. So I always make up a nice little tea and everything. And that's good for this time right now because it eases the mind and everything like that. Okay. So I think the two are always closely put together. They always want to throw together the vegan and the holistic lifestyle and everything like that. But to be vegan does not mean that you're living a healthy lifestyle whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the simple fact that if you're going to buy a product that says vegan on it,
mm-hmm.
where did this product come from? More than likely, it came from a factory where they produced it, and it's basically the same thing in a sense. Yeah. I know it's not made now. It depends on the approach you're trying to take. If you're trying to just go, I still want to, you know, eat what I want to eat, but I don't want to harm animals, then that's the vegan route. Okay. But if you want to actually, when you're looking at holistically, you're being conscious of what you're doing. It's all about paying attention, because you can go grab this vegan cheese, but what is this?
Right.
What is the vegan cheese? Right. So now if you want to attack, I still want something cheese like, but come from a holistic standpoint, then you might want to make some walnut cheese. You know what I mean? You can, and don't get me wrong, it's not going to be the same, bro.
Well, no. I know.
Not going to taste the same. I don't like vegan cheese. Yeah, like when I ate vegan cheese, I was like, whoa, this is disgusting. You know what I mean?
It's pretty bad.
So I stopped trying to push that, you know, and certain things you just got to either, you can find a replacement sometimes, and other times you just have to find a way to live without it, if that makes sense. You know, because the cheese is the saltiness. The cheese is the gooiness. It's a textural thing and a salty thing. You can easily replace the salt. You know, you can go get you some sea salt and incorporate that in some kind of way. And then the texture, that's your problem. That's where you're going to have an issue no matter what. So you have to find a way that you can live with this, and you got to trick your own mind. But when you detox the body and you get some of these harsh chemicals out of your body, that's going to make the greatest change and difference. And once you clean the body up, the mind is going to follow suit. Vice versa. You got to put a little effort in your mind, but then also your mind is clouded and foggy due to what you're putting into yourself. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, I was thinking about this earlier. Okay, you can have a bowl of grapes. I can have a gigantic bowl of grapes. Right. It's a good chance I'm not going to eat all those grapes. I'm going to eat them for so long, and I'm saying, okay, I had enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a big bowl of Cheetos. You might kill the whole thing. You might have a big old thing of chips. You know, they say you can't eat just one. It's like your body has this thing that cuts off and says, I've had enough of this fruit, right? Mm-hmm. But there's no cutoff switch when it comes to some of this junk food, because it's the chemicals. It's the chemicals that's holding you. That's what I'm saying. When you turn that label over, it's the chemicals that's holding you. So once you just got to break yourself and your body's going to want it, because it's designed for that purpose. So when you start breaking those ties some, it's crazy.
That's crazy to think about it. I mean, because like you're talking about like, you know, big corporations that like they know this.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to keep their product going, like they got, okay, what can we do to get these people addicted to it? So basically all of it, just all drugs.
Right.
Basically, man. Yeah.
That is crazy.
It makes you look differently of how you look as somebody who is on drugs. You know, how much can you judge this person on drugs when you keep going every single day to get this same thing from the store? Yeah. If you go so long without it, you're thinking about it constantly, or, you know,
Because I'm like thinking about a standpoint of like, let's say people like obese people, like eventually comes to a point where they're so addicted, like that's what they need in their systems. And then they become, like addicted to certain foods that they cannot live mm-hmm. without.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Yeah.
And eventually, obviously it ends up killing you either, like, you know, with, I don't know, diabetes or just overweight or whatnot. So
right, high blood pressure, everything like that. Yeah, man,
that is
starts feeding on you.
That's like even like a conspiracy on itself. Like,
right.
You know, like what is like McDonald's and all these places like actually feeding you? Like, you, right. You don't know.
Right.
Exactly.
So and then they back up and cover up the whole thing by creating exactly. things like the Ronald McDonald Foundation will say, okay, I'm going to give your kids cancer and then I'm going to give them a place to stay while they get treated for it. You know,
right.
That's just a wild thing, man.
How like athletes have Sprite commercials, but it's like they need to be healthy in order to play sports. But then you got them drinking high fructose corn syrup and stuff. And God knows what else.
Right, man. Right.
So
basically this lifestyle, just being basically just aware of what you consume.
Right.
And
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and how, like, you know, how those certain things that you consume, like, affects your body, like a whole, and as a whole, like we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Because it's not just like your function in the body, but like you were talking about your mental state and like how you think of things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know, it's not limited to just what you eat. It's also, you know, what you see, what you do, you know, so it doesn't have to be limited. Now I lean myself more towards the things that I do is more towards what I'm consuming and different herbs and stuff that I put in my body, but I also don't mm-hmm. limit it there. I also meditate.
Okay.
Breathing exercises and things like that as much as I can. Exercise, of course, can't go wrong with that either. And also sometimes what you allow in your mind as well too. I try to limit social media to a degree, but you know, sometimes, you know, we get caught up in everything, but it's not limited. It's so many different ways that you can go about this. Recently I was watching a webinar that's hosted by a group that I'm with called the Herbal Artist Network. Mm-hmm. And they were doing a thing about thyroid awareness. Now in this webinar, I wasn't a part of this, but I was just watching on, you know, cheering on my people.
Yeah.
Within this webinar, you would think, okay, they're herbalists, so they're going to be talking about herbs the whole time. But no, you had somebody talking about herbs. You had somebody talking about breathing techniques, somebody else doing yoga. So it's all these things combined is once again, what makes the whole.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, that kind of goes into like, I mean, the Bible talks about that too. You know, with stuff like that, because it talks about, you know, what you're looking at and all of that, and then it talks about meditation too, and it talks about like eating. I mean,
just the plain example, it just has like your body is a temple of God, so whatever you put too. In it, you know,
right,
exactly,
yep,
that is
dang.
Because no, go ahead, bro.
Oh, I was just gonna get into like the next question, but
yeah,
if you had something.
No, I was just gonna say, because there's an example like me thinking about this. There's an example with Daniel. That, you know, there's a time where they were doing something where they had certain people like just eat meats and whatever, but Daniel and some other people, they were not following that tradition. They were just following on just eating like vegetables and all that stuff. And eventually it came down to like them like looking much better, healthier, physical. Like it was just like everything to like about them was like enhanced to like the max.
Yeah. Gotcha,
you know,
gotcha.
And they were just eating like vegetables. They were like you were saying, meditating. They were just not following what the other people were doing because they were just eating meats and all those like, you know, crazy stuff. So that's a good example. I mean, and you know, a lot of people don't really think about it, but you know, eventually even in your spiritual life,
yeah,
like, you know, it channels out like, you know, I don't know, just having that good energy type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, what was your other question?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I know what we were just saying, you know, about basically like everything is out to kill you, pretty much. Everything is out to kill you. So I know that had a huge part in you and your wife starting your business and stuff. But like, what else specifically, you know, was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start a business. We're going to help people out, help people be healthy and stuff. And you know, get them, change their lifestyle and stuff. And, you know, what was like the determining or some of the determining factors, you know, that, made y'all do that?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I got a side gallery over here. I say like I said before with the whole elderberry stuff, that was one initial thing there as well. But as time went on, from one sense of this thing, one of the things that continues me doing this is because by offering these products, I'm able to continue doing it myself. So I'm actually supporting my own habit by offering this to other people as well.
Yeah.
And it just also seeing over time the changes within people, seeing the changes within my home mm-hmm. and everything like that. Let me see an example I can give with the whole thing. My wife has dealt with, I'm not gonna dive like all the way deep into every issue she's had going on and everything like that. But let's say she's had blood issues through time. Mm-hmm. And with her taking different herbs like burdock root and things, she's received a lot of help with her
alpha thalassemia HB,
right? And that's actually a blood disorder right there. Okay. And through that, through herbs, and anemia as well. So through herbs, we've been able to help with that, getting the iron back into her body. And it's more so just seeing, I'm happy to be able to offer something that you can take it without a symptom. You're not gonna have a fallback. You know, you're not gonna feel all this pressure coming back on you from doing this thing to your body. You're not gonna feel, it's like a trade-off. Or sometimes you end up taking this one thing and you're left with all these other issues to deal with. You took this right here to help with the iron, but then now you have constipation. But now, instead of doing that, we can take something that's gonna give you that iron while also help soothing your intestines as well, so everything flows smoothly too. You know what I mean? So it's different ways to approach it. So as I've just been able to see this and we're talking with different people as they've taken things from me and just the building, you know, it's just a community that I'm involved in, right, and just seeing all these differences, man, it's pushing me forward. And this last year, also this COVID time also pushed us to take things a lot more serious as well, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Cause like, I was going to ask, like, how has like, you know, this pandemic affected you guys, like as a family? Like, has it, have you seen anything like, or yeah, how did it affect you guys?
As a family, I'm going to be honest with you. It has not critically affected us and put us in too much of a bad position. We've, everything has kind of been in a normal position as far as that goes. It's been a little crazy and hectic as far as having all the children home and doing all these things like that. But overall health-wise, we've been able to kind of maintain pretty normally. And at a certain point in time, of course, everybody got scared during that initial period, like around March and everything like that. But, you know, after that one little wave right that went on, everything just kind of picked back up. Mm-hmm. And this opportunity, of course, we had to make some adjustments with the business. But with this, we were able to take this opportunity to start going out and doing events and things like that. So it seems like, because sadly, it takes something like this sometimes, but it draws people to want to look into things more. So their awareness is higher. So they're more likely to look into these kind of things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And I mean, and I,
how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey. This is my wife right here.
Yeah. Hey, nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off. I think you guys, I heard, I'm not trying to cut into your podcast, but I think you guys asked a question about, you know, what started the Reese Holistic and how I got involved. He didn't really give the backstory. I was gung-ho against Reese Holistic. I'm not gonna lie. Wow. I didn't want to have anything to do with this. I wanted to stick with Western medicine. Mm. I wanted to go in every month, do my blood transfusions. My iron or my hemoglobin was down to about 3 to 4. It wasn't until the last surgery in December when I bled out internally, then my husband just was like, no more, Chloe, I can't take this anymore. And I was going to the hospital every month, getting blood transfusions, medical bills, left to right. He was saying, hey, Chloe, you know, I work with this, I study herbs, I went to school for this, why don't you try these things? And I'm not gonna lie, I was against it. Mm-hmm. But once I was able to stop the blood transfusions and start actually taking the burdock root, that actually was able to help me gain the levels that I needed for my iron without being constipated, because when you're taking iron pills, you become constipated. I still do. I'm not going to say I don't still battle with the easy bruising. However, I can say that my hemoglobin levels are high enough so that it used to be a point in time where I could cut my finger and I would bleed for 3 or 4 or 5 days, and it could be a simple paper cut. So it was hard for me to get on board with Jashawn. He's been doing this since 2015, but the more that I watched him and was involved in listening when he was teaching with Herbal Bush House, mm-hmm. the more I wanted to say, hey, you know what? There's other people out there in the world who are doing this. It's not just him. It's not just my husband's trying to say, hey, stop drinking cow's milk, or hey, stop eating, or hey, stop doing this. Everything he did, he was doing it, not because he was demanding that we did it. He was doing it because he cared enough for not only about himself and about us, but as our family together. So it became a family affair. And once it became a family affair, we decided that we wanted to grow it for other people can have this as far as their family as well.
That's amazing.
When, I didn't mean to cut you guys off.
That was well said.
Okay.
And what she just said with that as well, too, when you were just asking some of the inspirations, that's also a part of it as well, man. Just seeing that same thing. Like, even when you approached me with this offer right here as well, too, just sometimes you don't know. Sometimes people are watching, but you don't really... You know, you're not getting that feedback sometimes, right. So you don't really know the impact that you're making. But when you start hearing back from people, you're like, yo, you inspired me to do this, you inspired me to do that. I'm like, wow, okay, so I know what I need to keep going full force.
Yeah.
No, wow. And that's good. And that's what, it kind of like leads way to one of our questions here, that it was that like, how do you, like, what's the importance in promoting this and like, you know, advertising and letting people know that there's another way for you to actually feel healthy, be healthy, and just function in society, you know, as a whole human being without being, you know, like, because I, like, you know, with all this, I was just thinking, like, honestly, we're just like robots, you know, we like try to go to Wendy's just to like fuel our tank, sort of, quote unquote, like you're not doing yourself any good, you know, because you're home all depressed and all that. So like, what is the importance of this, like, you know, for people to know in the society, I guess, you know, to be aware of this?
To me, it's extremely important. I want to thank you guys for even having me here on this podcast today, because for this opportunity to even spread this out here like this. I feel like it's extremely important to advertise this and to show as many people as you can, or just passing the word on just by mouth, because it's so much going against that. It's so much going the opposite complete way that it's, you can't blame somebody for not knowing. You know, I mean, sometimes you feel the argument like, yo, it's the internet's out here. It's no reason you shouldn't know. But, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt, because it's so much pressure and so many different bright neon lights. And I don't have a neon light. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know what I mean? I haven't got to that point. So you got all these things coming and weighing down on you that you have to, you know, you got to kind of peer through that and just try and find that rusty old sign in the back that says, you know, herbs here or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yo, that is true, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, for sure. That is no. And it is true, because eventually, I mean, especially with this times, you know, honestly, I have, like, we were talking about this, before, that I feel that things are going to get worse, not just like as, you know, whatever, but like even just sicknesses and all this stuff, like, mm-hmm. we gotta be in, quote unquote, like ready for all that stuff, because you know, we don't know what. No, I mean, I just don't want to get,
we
into
don't
this,
know but, what's coming.
You're
yeah, right.
I got what you're saying. You ain't trying to go down that whole thing. But I will put it in one sense like this. In preparing yourself for this, for what's to come, if you put this in your mind to, it's you got to think about what these things are out there and how strong and powerful they are, right?
Right.
But why don't you think about your defense as well? Think about your own strength. So think about the strength of your body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Think about personal strength before you start going to put equipment over you. If any of you ever worked in a factory or anything like that, they talk about PPE, and you know, it's different steps to get to that level. So first thing is to eliminate the threat. And then you got these different, you know, put the guardrails up and things like that. So before you get to the point of putting all this PPE on and stuff like that, make sure your body's right. You know, get yourself to that certain level, and you will definitely curb a whole bunch of that fear and the worrying that comes with this whole situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that things may get worse, you know, to a certain extent, but you can help deter yourself from being at the front line of that. You can put yourself in a much more comfortable place. Because a lot of people did say that 2020 was the worst year ever, but that's perspective. You know, that's your particular view on things. But for me, it was a very great year. I enjoyed a lot more time with my family and things like that. So when you change that perspective that you're looking from, it makes a complete big difference. And
yeah,
you feel, man. Sure.
Yeah. Wow, dude, man. That honestly, this is something to think about. It's a time to reflect.
No, it is.
You know, even for myself, because, dude, I that's one of the things. And we were talking about this, like, you know, what are your resolutions? You know, I don't like to think about it, but it's something that, you know, I have to come to terms to myself that I got to change my lifestyle, because otherwise, you know, I can think, oh yeah, I'm still young. Nah, like, you can literally,
right,
like, something bad can happen to you at age 26, you mm-hmm. know?
Yep.
So, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. No, it's something to reflect on for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm becoming an old man slowly. About to be 29 next month, you know. So it's like, I mean, nobody has like a, everybody has an expiration date. It doesn't matter how old or young you are or whatever. But like you said, if you take care of your body and stuff, you can actually curve a lot of that yeah. stuff and get away from that stuff as far as like sickness and stuff like that. Now, like right. natural circumstances and all that, like a tornado.
Right.
I mean, like,
right.
Yeah, that's
the broccoli ain't gonna help you with a tornado.
Exactly. So, but yeah, no, this has been really informative, man. Yeah. Like, and I do appreciate you inviting me to some of the webinars and stuff. I still have not gotten a chance to look into it and stuff, because it's like usually when you have the webinars, they're on the weekend. I work on the weekend, but
yeah.
But hopefully I'll be able to check out one soon.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, for sure. And yeah. they are recorded as well, too. So that's an okay. option, too. Okay. It's much better to be in a position like what we're doing right now, because when you're there, you're able to ask your own personal questions, because, right. like I said, it's not just one thing that's going on. So so many different aspects. So you're going to learn something, because I even attend it myself, even when I'm not participating, because I end up learning something as well. I got a notebook to the side, writing a couple of things down. And I'll definitely go back to it. And I follow through with some of the different. I'm not that big into yoga, but it's something I'm interested in, you know, just the aspects of just increasing flex. Cause like you said, getting kind of old out here, man, you know, you're starting to feel a little bit, we're not old at all, man. Cause I'm about to be 29 as well, yeah. but you know, you start feeling more like, dang, I feel a little stiff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything like that. So, you know, looking at different ways you can help those kind of things. So it's definitely there, man. And, heck yeah, man.
No,
it was something you were saying a minute ago, about us all having an expiration date. And I feel like that is true.
Yeah.
But I think one thing to think about too is how you want to spend that part coming up on the expiration.
Mm.
You know, that last 10 years of your life, how do you want that to be lived?
Right.
You know, because, you know, the quality of life is what it's about. Not to me is if you died at 50, okay, cool. Not cool, but you know, it is what it is. You died at 30, if you died at 79.
Right.
It's about that quality of life to the end. Do you want to be sitting there sick, having your family all crying over you in a hospital bed, watching you slowly die, or would you just rather be a natural cause? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the kind of things I think about as well.
You're right.
No, but that's good. Honestly, with all this, very informative, very reflecting. And I mean, for you know, for the people that, you know, will eventually watch this, is definitely something that, I mean, it's for everybody to reflect and I guess from all of this is just to be aware and just be knowledgeable on in every aspect of yourself, you know, what you think, what you do, how you think.
Yeah. And
that's
and
the top.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you can like feel free to plug away whatever you got, you know. Go ahead and you can do a ad right now. Like, the floor is yours, bro.
Okay, like,
yeah.
So I'll throw a little bit out there. So once again, I'm Josh Sun with Reed's Holistic Heart. Well, sorry, I about to gave the old name. It's with Reed's Holistic. And we're an herbal-based business out of Walnut Cove, North Carolina, out here in the sticks. We're slowly building as far as things we offer. So we started with elderberry syrup, but I also offer several different superfoods, such as black maca powder, as well as moringa. So when we go out here, we're searching for different things that can pretty much help as many people as we can while also having it easy to access and not making it something that's too difficult to get your hands on and also not that difficult to take. So certain things we offer in a powder, but we also offer things in capsules. So we're trying to meet people where they are. Okay. You know what I mean? But we also, within this last year, I became an herbalist. So I've been running this business for about 5 years now, but I recently became an herbalist over the past year and a half. And with that, I've taken a much deeper approach to certain things. And so we offer a variety of teas. These teas can do anything from assisting with stress, with your digestion, and many other things as well too. So I also offer consultations, and when within a consultation, my daughter didn't hop to the back. That's great. What you doing? Within this consultation. You would then be able to basically break everything down to us. We could take that and then put back out to you. I don't want to say the word prescribe, but offer recommendations for different life, like the same thing I was talking to you guys about earlier. So I can offer different recommendations for lifestyle choices, as well as customize a tea blend or salve for you to help you assist with your issues if you have achy bones and things like that. We also do these webinars on a very regular basis. So we just wrapped up that one that was the thyroid awareness. There's another one coming up called PTSD. And you know, I love the fact of the creativity of all these people that are within my network, because they all just come with these different aspects and perspectives of everything that's going on. When you think of PTSD, most people mainly think about the Army, but PTSD lives within most of our communities out here. You know what I'm saying? Just from less fortunate communities, more low income communities, to domestic violent relationships, and so many different aspects to where PTSD can come into effect. So I just really appreciate the way that we're going about doing this thing, man, and just bring these different kind of aspects and perspectives into the situation.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I mean, whenever we put this up, we'll definitely put up your link to if you care to share, so we can
inform people. For sure. You can follow me at Reese_Holistic on Instagram. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Reese Holistic. And then our website is ReeseHolistic.com. And yeah, you can find everything you need there. And if you don't have it, just hit us up. For sure.
Before we end the episode, do y'all have CMOS gel?
Yeah, CMOS as well too, yes.
Okay.
Golden CMOS coming from St. Thomas.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
All right.
Well, all right, man. Well, yeah, no, thank you once again, honestly, for being part of our podcast and giving us this honor to be here and definitely letting us know about, new information that honestly I wasn't aware about. Well,
hey.
Yeah.
So, like that's what it's all about, man. Each one, right?
Yeah. That's right.
For sure. For sure.
Like I said, when I was asking you to come on, I was like, I pretty much just want you to school us on this stuff, because I know what my wife tells me, basically.
Got you.
I know. Like, I don't really do research on my own and stuff, which is probably bad, but whatever, But yeah, man. So I appreciate you taking out the time, and talking to us and talking to the people and stuff, man. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sure, no problem, man. I appreciate y'all as well, man.
No, for sure. And hopefully this might be one of many. So
yes, yeah. I'd love to come back. Yeah.
Awesome.
Glad to be back, man.
Awesome.
For sure.
All right, for sure.
Awesome. Brother,
all right,
well, you have yourself a great rest of your night. Thank you for tuning in. So thank you, man.
All right. Y'all as well. Peace.
See you.
Bye, guys.